Live.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We are your prescription for change. Coming around the corner is Thanksgiving, one of my favorite times of year, really, because giving thanks for all we have, for all God has done, I know for me and my family, and for everything in my life, and just giving thanks and taking time to be grateful for all that we have in our lives, the loved ones and the people that are there, and just, you know, the year that we've had, you know, whatever your challenges have been, still you're here. If you've had some financial challenges, you're here. No matter what you've gone through, the ups and the downs, it's time to be grateful. And so really we should have that attitude all the time, but I know this is one of those times of year where we focus on that. Well, the other part of Thanksgiving is eating, and I'm talking not just eating a little bit, but people pig out during this time. You know, the average right now, they say the average Thanksgiving meal that one person consumes is between 3,000 and 5,000 calories in one meal. Guys, that's why you eat and then you go sit on the couch and pass out watching football. Also, the L-tryptophan, which is an amino acid that's in the turkey. We've known that for a long time. So we're going to talk a little bit about some suggestions on how not to put the excess pounds on during the Thanksgiving holiday. So nutritionists estimate in this that really the calories should not exceed between about 1,600 in the average meal. I guess these nutritionists are not in the South, where I'm from. But it's not surprising that it ends up being between 3,000 and 5,000 calories for many people. So we feel guilty after the holidays are over. It starts on Thanksgiving. Of course, we eat and we eat and we eat. We go to parties and we go to gatherings and family get-togethers. And this is just the beginning. 10 to 15 pounds people can pack on during the holidays. Well, here's some tips we're going to talk about that'll help you get through the holidays that will keep you from packing on those extra pounds and will help really maintain a healthy metabolism. Here's one of the things. Tip number one is make sure you do not skip breakfast. A lot of people will wake up and they'll think, well, at lunch today we're going to just massively pig out because it's Thanksgiving and Grandma Myrtle, she's going to be, you know, making her favorite sweet potato pie and all of the good fixings. Well, it's actually better to kind of plan things out. Even if you're going to eat some junk on Thanksgiving, which, look, I'm not telling you to live in a bubble. I'm not a live in a bubble kind of guy. And, you know, of course, I talk all about health, and I'm going to be talking all about eating organic. Sure, we talk about that on the show, but it's a 90-10 principle. You eat well 90% of the time, 10% within reason, do whatever you want. And that's really the time in Thanksgiving is, I mean, if Granny makes a pie, you need to eat a piece, I think. Unless you got stage 4 cancer and sugar is like your absolute enemy, which it is all the time, but your body can tolerate it at some level. If you have some major disease process on, I do think you need to be strict. And that's just my 2 cents in that regard. But for breakfast, you know, you always want to make sure you eat breakfast. Don't skip it thinking you're going to eat a big meal in the middle of the day. It slows your metabolism down. And, of course, it creates more cortisol, and it's going to cause you to store more body fat and, you know, all the things that cortisol does, destroy muscle tissue and all of that. But a bit more than that, it makes you super, super hungry. So you're going to have more of an opportunity to actually get in and literally just begin to eat massive amounts of food at 12 and 1 p.m. So it's easier to get up, eat a small, moderate breakfast, maybe have a slight snack mid-morning. Can be very light, piece of fruit, it's a handful of nuts, whatever it might be, and then make sure you eat a modest Thanksgiving dinner, or whenever you have that. If you have it at dinner time, or if you have it in the mid-afternoon, whatever. So keep eating. Pace yourself during the day. Have some smaller meals. It'll make a big difference. Now, chewing is tip number two. Chewing is important because digestion actually starts when we chew. The longer we spend chewing our food, the fewer calories will be consumed per minute. They did studies on this, and it's just true. It's just common sense. So when you gulp everything down with two or three bites, that's when you shove all the calories in. That's when you get those 5,000 calories. So turkey skin number three, if you're eating turkey or roasted chicken or whatever you guys decide to cook on that day, stay away from the skin. Just pull the skin off. Even if you're doing the dark meat, pull the skin off because a lot of the extra fat that we don't need, remember there's good fats and there's bad fats, and the fats that's really not the best for us, you're going to find in the skin. You want to avoid that, and that will help you cut down a lot of the fat calories. Now, there's a lot of hidden fats, too. I don't know what grandma and mom and Aunt Lucy are going to be cooking over at your place, but if they're using margarine, you need to call them ahead of time and say that I said either use grapeseed oil, real butter, or coconut oil with whatever they're cooking. I don't care what it is. Because anything else is going to turn into a trans fat. Anything else is going to be a fat that's not good for you if they cook with it. So the only three that you really want to use, grapeseed oil, you can use real butter, organic butter, of course, will be my personal favorite, and then organic coconut oil. All of those will not break down under heat into a trans fat, and they'll be extremely good for you to cook with. So make sure you put a little note or a little bug in their ear about that. All right? Try this. Why don't you go out and take a walk? Go out and shoot some basketball in the afternoon, maybe around in the backyard or throw some football around. Just get out and get active. You don't have to do it for long, maybe 20 or 30 minutes. Or go take a brisk walk. Now, if you limit the meal to about 2,500 calories, nutritionists say that a walk might represent about 10% of that. So you might cut some of the calories. So if you cut down on the calories, the walking actually can help tremendously, especially if you are modest in what you eat. So how many dinners, they say, here's another key. In the USA, the majority of people will sit down for more than one big meal during Thanksgiving. So be careful. Two huge meals will push your calorie intake for the day off the charts. Now, some people find that eating some foods at one sitting and then other foods during the next meal works better than trying to hold back on everything. I kind of agree with that. Let me just throw a little caveat to this because I think it's really important and interesting, is that, you know, if you're eating fairly well all the time and you eat one larger meal, it can stimulate thyroid function and increase your metabolism. So let me just throw that in there. But these are some pretty good tips. Fluid intake. To prevent dehydration, make sure you avoid the alcoholic drinks and the sugary sodas and coffee, simply because I'm not a big fan of drinking that all the time. But if you never really drink it and you want some, I mean, go for it. Plenty of water, though, is important. Now, you want to cut down on the amount of calories. Here's the key. You drink about 12 ounces of course, non-chlorinated water. I'm a big fan of distilled water. Drink that about 30 minutes before your Thanksgiving meal. You'll eat about half the calories because it increases the stretch reflex in the stomach. And when you increase the stretch reflex in the stomach, you'll cut down on the amount of foods that you eat. So we've got a couple more tips on how to make it through the holidays and not gain the extra pounds. We're also going to be taking questions about your health when we come back. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Don't forget, we get into these health questions, and you've got questions and need to find somebody. We have our preferred wellness providers. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same nutrition and lifestyle-based principles that we talk about here on this show. I personally know them, work with them, and they are fantastic. We'll give you the care that you need. You can call the same 888-283-7272. We'll be right back. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can also send me an email. Just so we help you get well, stay well, and live well. Going into break, talking about tips for making it into the holidays, especially for Thanksgiving, which is right around the corner. So we were talking about several things. I want to get into, I'll recap them for you, just so you know exactly what they are. Now, here's some of the big tips so you don't gain the extra pounds. Remember, the average meal on Thanksgiving is 3,000 to 5,000 calories. Now, here's a couple of tips. You don't want to skip breakfast. Make sure you don't skip breakfast because you can keep your metabolism cranking and you won't be starving and eat so much food around lunchtime or whenever you eat. Number two, chew your food. Spend more time chewing your food. The more you chew your food, the less calories you're going to eat, the more absorption you're going to get. Digestion starts in the mouth. Turkey skin, stay away from it. It's got the bad fats, the kind you don't need. Get rid of the skin. I don't care if it's white meat or dark meat. Dump the skin. Hidden fats, watch out for the casseroles because that is where everybody likes to hide all the fats that are not good for you. Now, fats are good, omega-3, 6s, and 9s, but the junk fats are not going to do you any good. Make sure to put a phone call into Grandma and Aunt Lucy. Make sure that they're only cooking with real butter, coconut oil, or grapeseed oil. All other oils turn to trans fats when they're heated, and that's the number one cancer-causing agents that we have. So be careful with that. Side dishes, stick with vegetables. Keep it simple. Don't start getting all the heavy stuff. That's where you're going to pack on the pounds. Physical activity, don't go watch TV, guys. TiVo the game if you need to, or get out at halftime and go throw some football around or go take a walk for 20 minutes around the block. You'll cut out about 10 to 15% of the calories that you just ate by doing that rather than just laying on the couch and passing out from all the L-tryptophan. Now, and everybody eats leftovers. We know that because there's so much food. So that's why you should cut down your portion sizes. That's going to make a big difference. Fluid intake. If you'll drink about 12 ounces of purified water about 30 minutes before your Thanksgiving meal, you'll eat half the calories because of the stretch reflex in the stomach. Now, finger foods, they're going to be laying around everywhere. Crackers, cheese. Now, the cheese is not so big deal. But stay away from the flour-based foods. That, keep that as a rule of thumb. You want to do celery. You want to do some vegetables, get little carrots. And you want to do some of the cheeses, no problem. I'm a bigger fan of the goat cheese and the sheep cheese. I hope you choose that. But if not, just go for it. Remember, 10%, do what you want. 90%, stick to the plan. The other thing is be realistic. So it is festive. Don't freak out. Have a good time with everybody. And don't tick Grandma off because she's been cooking for 4 days for this whole day, this whole deal. Sir Francis Bacon has our quote for the day. It says, in taking revenge, a man is even with his enemy, but in passing it over, he becomes superior. Think about that for just a minute. So when somebody does you wrong and someone really puts you in a bad spot, they tick you off and you're ready to just go, you know what? You want to make sure you step back and you say, okay, really, what's going to win over in this situation? And really, where is the most character in this situation? Turning the other cheek really is not weakness. It shows meekness, and there's a major difference between that, and it really takes you to another level in your life. 888-283-7272, lines are open. We're going to go to Kim now. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living well, darling. How can I help?
I just had a question I wanted to ask about arthritis.
Sure.
I've been diagnosed with inflammatory arthritis. I was diagnosed about 4 months ago, and I've been taking Plaquenil.
Okay.
And I really would rather not be taking any prescriptions for it. Is there anything I can do dietary-wise to get it to heal or whatever?
Well, what is it? Where is it hurting you the most?
It started out in my right knee and went on for a while. I went to several doctors. Nobody could figure out what was wrong. I ended up having surgery, and they debrided it, and I had synovitis. Okay. They did a biopsy. And it's mostly in my right knee, but I have a little bit in my left knee, too. And they didn't give me a specific diagnosis as far as rheumatoid or lupus because of the lab work didn't really show one way or another.
So it was kind of inconclusive, and it didn't really show
enough to give a diagnosis,
yeah,
right?
Right. The Rh factor was negative, but I did have an elevated ANA. But that was really it. Yeah.
Well, the elevated ANA could shows a little bit of autoimmune hanging out in there. But, right, that's not enough to give a definitive diagnosis by any means. So, okay, so is it getting worse, or would you say it's staying about the same?
The surgery, it's not as stiff, but it's still, it's still a problem. It swells and aches a lot, I have a lot of burning. You can, when I touch it, I can feel it's hot and everything.
Sure, I get it.
But, yeah, it's still a problem. It's not as bad as it was before I had the surgery done.
Okay. Now, what is your age, Kim?
I just turned 44.
Okay. Yeah, you're really young. All right. So you're 44, and this started kicking in about how long ago?
Just a little over a year ago.
All right. Have you been under more stress in the last 2 years than you ever have been?
No. I'm an RN, and I've worked in that field. That's a lot of stress, and then teenage kids, all that. But my kids are, older, a little older now, and I've changed careers. So stress is a little better, but I don't know. I made some lifestyle changes. I had perfect health, and then until this came along.
Okay.
I don't really know.
And so arthritis has kind of come to town, and Kim's just messed Kim's world up. And you're like, what in the world's going on? Life was great till you hit 43 and 44, and then this came. Well, I tell you what, let's do this. And it's great you're an RN, so you understand a lot of what I'm talking about. But we're going to get into some more diet. I've got some concepts of diet with arthritis, whether it's rheumatoid, osteoarthritis, it's all in the same category. It's still an itis, which is inflammation. So we've got some keys we'll talk about and some new things that have come out. We'll get into that when we come out of this commercial break, so hang tight.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Talking to Kim going into the break, dealing with arthritis. She's been diagnosed for a little over, well, dealing with it for a little over a year. Not have a formal diagnosis. They just know it's inflammatory arthritis, which really doesn't mean much, Kim, because arthritis is inflammation. That's what it is. So it's just kind of generic right now. And so it doesn't seem to be getting better, but you said it doesn't really seem to be getting worse. After the surgery that you had, it seems to be, what, fairly stable, but it still hurts. Is that right?
Yes, it's no worse, no better. Just I'd say I don't have the stiffness in it and not quite as much swelling in it as I did before the surgery.
Okay. All right. So let's talk lifestyle for just a moment, because I need to get into that and just dig into it for just a moment. Now, I know you said you've made some lifestyle changes, but what is it? I mean, are you overweight? Are you not? Have you lost weight? Tell me a little bit about that.
I was overweight until probably about 4 years ago. I started making some changes in activity level and my diet and everything, and I lost 40 pounds.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Thanks. And I've kept all that off except for 5 pounds that I gained back.
That's okay.
I was running before my knee got like it is. I was running 5K races here and there, you know, and just as an incentive, you know, just something kind of different to do.
Sure.
Walking, exercising at least 5 to 6 days a week.
Okay, now that's used to. What about now?
Well, now it's really difficult to do it.
Why?
But I still try.
Why? Why is it difficult?
Well, because of the knee pain.
Does it just hurts too much?
I cannot run on it. I can't take the pressure of running. But I do walk, and I'll walk anywhere from 1 to 4 miles. Just depending on how much time I have.
Okay.
And I do lift weights.
All right, what about riding a bike? Does that hurt it?
I've not tried riding a bike. I have gotten on an elliptical, and I've been able to do that.
Okay. Why don't you look into spinning, like the spin classes that they have, or getting just on a bike in the gym, if that's easier for you? Those are really great workouts. They burn a ton of calories, and they're actually really good for the knee because it's non-weight-bearing, but you're working through the range of motion for the knee. So it's very good. Might be something you want to consider, you know, as far as exercise goes. All right, so talk to me about diet. So what right now, what does it look like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, a typical day for you?
Breakfast, typically some type of cereal, oatmeal, or some sort of like a granola-type cereal.
Okay.
At lunch, I'll usually have, a lot of times I'll have a sandwich on like whole wheat bread. Sometimes I don't have time, and when I don't have time, I'll drink like a V8 or something like that. And dinner, just, usually, it's going to be a red meat usually with two vegetables, generally.
Okay.
Not a lot of fried foods. You know, I do have some fried foods, but not all that much.
All right. Well, here's the deal. I mean, the diet itself, with arthritis, one of the big issues that you have to be concerned about is cutting out grains in the diet. Gluten is a protein that's in most flour-based foods. So you're talking about bread, you're talking about cereal in the morning, granola, that sort of thing. Believe it or not, eating that on a long period of, or, you know, over and over again for a long period of time makes a huge difference in people that deal with arthritis and any type of inflammatory condition, whether it's fibromyalgia or whatever. And one of the biggest keys, I always say that you can eliminate about 50 to 60% of the symptoms that you're dealing with if it's an inflammatory condition just by coming off grains, especially grains that contain gluten in it. Of course, you know you can get gluten-free foods now. They have a lot of those out. But I'm a big fan of coming completely off of those for at least 7.5 to 8 weeks to see how your body responds. Because if you have chronic joint pain, I'm not saying that it's going to eliminate it, but I am saying that it will make a huge dent in what you're dealing with. And I know you don't want to be on medicine forever, and I'm not saying you will or you won't. My hope is that you wouldn't have to. And I've seen a lot of people that don't have to. But, you know, your lifestyle has to reflect that. And even if you think that you're making really good choices, you know, there's always that next step and that other thing that we can learn to make sure that we are making the right choices. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't gotten a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got an entire diet that's in there, and it's called the anti-inflammatory diet. So it really teaches you how to eat foods that will cut down inflammation within the body. So just something to think about. That is a key. And getting your proteins up and your fats up. Because the fats are going to help cut down inflammation throughout the body. And they also help lubricate, you know, in a sense, this is just kind of very dumbed down version, kind of a basic version. But they really do help kind of lubricate the joints in a way. The omega-3 fats like almonds, walnuts, cashews, and those sorts of things, very good for you. And when you have an inflammatory condition, especially a joint-related condition like arthritis, it's important to get plenty of healthy fats in the diet. So food really is your friend, especially at this point, because your body needs those nutrients to help rebuild and regenerate those good new healthy cells. So proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, staying away from the grains, and then the good healthy fats along with it. So, I mean, those need to be in combination minimum 3 times a day. A couple of snacks in between can be really, really helpful. Now, are you a supplement person? Do you ever take, you know, like a fish oil? Or are you taking any vitamin D or anything like that?
I Before I had the knee surgery, I did, you know, they told me not to take them because I was going to have surgery.
Sure.
And I just never have really gotten back into the routine of it. But I was taking fish oil and a B-complex vitamin and a vitamin D3.
Okay.
Before. And I still take it now. I'm just not in a real good routine about getting them all taken every day.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, the big thing, foundational four is the key. So that's your whole food multivitamin. That's number one. And then number two is your digestive enzymes. So you'll break down your food a lot better. When you break down your food, you can utilize your nutrients to make those new, good, healthy cells. Because we really don't break down. The average person only breaks down like 15 to 20% of the food they eat every single day. So the digestive enzymes really help in that type of situation. And then also, cod liver oil for your omega-3. It's great that you do the fish oil. You can do a regular fish oil like a DHA omega-3 fish oil. I just like cod liver oil because it has vitamin A and vitamin D already in it. And you want to do the oil, not the gel caps. Remember, it takes 14 gel caps to equal one tablespoon, and really you need a minimum of one tablespoon per day. So that's just something to think about. And probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. When you take probiotics, the rule of thumb is that you want to take it on an empty stomach. And a couple times a day is what most labels recommend, depending on what brand you get. But I mean, those are extremely important. And if you've got joint-related conditions like you're talking about, there's a lot of research, obviously, on vitamin D because of what it does with calcium and all the other mineral absorption, especially like magnesium and boron, which are very, very important in that process. So, you know, just a couple of things to kind of throw out there at you. I think the biggest thing right now is consistency. Consistency in your lifestyle habits and choices. Consistency in supplementation so you're not missing anything in your meals. Getting good nutrients, plenty of fresh vegetables, which I didn't hear a whole lot of in that list that you gave me originally. You know what I mean? I mean, getting that in on a consistent basis, no matter what, making sure that you're putting good foods in your body so that your body can thrive and that your joints can help regenerate. Another couple of things, MSM is a really good supplement, but you eat the wrong kind of foods over and over and over again, then what happens is like throwing fuel on the fire. And you think you're putting water on the fire to put it out because you think you're eating healthy, but actually you're throwing gasoline on the fire and it's making it worse. So that's what I don't want to see you do, is make these situations worse and that you can begin to live like Kim again. And you can get your life back. And you can get your quality of life back. That's what I want to see for you. So keep me posted. Those are some basic things that you can look into and do some research on and just kind of keep me posted, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can also shoot me an email. Let's go to Bailey now. Hi, Bailey.
Hi, I'm 42 years old, and I have eating problems. I have high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And I've been on dialysis for 3 years now.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, is this something I want to just have to live with? I tried Cialis. It didn't work.
Hey, what medicine are you taking for high blood pressure?
I take, I don't have it with me, though. I don't have it with me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Have you talked to your doctor about switching the medication?
Yes, yes. We tried
that. Have you switched around a little bit to different ones?
Yes, I tried. About three different times I switched around.
And have the ED been the same the entire time, no matter what, or did it improve some?
It never improved.
It never improved. All right. At what level are you on kidney dialysis?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you said you've been on dialysis for 3 years, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's the percentage of the kidneys and how well are they working and that sort of thing?
I still use the bathroom and everything, and they are working some, they tell me, but they're not working well.
Okay. Let's do this. We've got a commercial break we're going into, and we'll come out. We'll talk about erectile dysfunction. And it's a big issue. I realize that. And it's a big issue, especially with heart-related conditions. And high blood pressure, especially that medication. That's why I'm glad you've switched that around. At least you've gone ahead and gone that route. Let's talk about maybe some natural ways to address this when we come back and see if we can't come up with a game plan. Okay? Don't go anywhere. 888-283-7272. Questions about your health? We have answers. We'll take you from where you are to where you need to be to help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus, worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBend.com. CBN.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipe Lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's www.BrightsideBend.com.
Go online to TeamLifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out online. Going to the break, talking with Bailey, dealing with erectile dysfunction, or we call it ED. And it's not something a lot of guys are real excited about. And Bailey's dealing with high blood pressure and taking, you know, different medicines. Kind of the rule of thumb is with blood pressure medications, there's a lot of different class of drugs, and physicians will play around with different versions of different medications. Some people get really good results with them. The only challenge is that a lot of the drugs, especially the beta blocker division of these, can cause erectile dysfunction. It causes the blood pressure to drop, and it's one of the major side effects. And so sometimes when guys are dealing with this, you can play around the medications, switch them around until you find a combination where the erectile dysfunction is not so pronounced. And Bailey, you know, unfortunately, you may be in a situation where you've had blood pressure issues for a while. The kidney issue, because it deals with fluid and pressure within the body, is not helping at all. But as far as the medications they have you on for blood pressure, I think that probably is one of the main issues. But there are some natural things that can be helpful, too. I know you said you try Cialis, right? Have you tried Viagra or just the Cialis?
No.
Just the Cialis? Okay.
Well, I only tried it one time. It didn't work, so I didn't try it anymore.
All right. Now, are you overweight?
No, I'm about 185 to 190 pounds.
Okay. What about exercise for you? Is it difficult to exercise just because of the, are you weak pretty much all the time?
No, on the days I don't do Dallas, I try to walk about 2 miles.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great, man. Keep that up, because that's going to be really beneficial for you. Yeah, a couple of things that are beneficial, and they're not really kidney toxic, would be L-arginine and L-citrulline. They make that in a combination which helps produce what's called nitric oxide. And they'll combine it with, there's certain formulas out there that will combine it with like green tea extracts and potassium and this sort of things. You might want to look into that, okay, different brands or whatever. But definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, you've got to run it by the nephrologist. No doubt about it. Because when your kidneys get down to the function level that they are right now, what you put inside your body, everything counts. And everything matters. And so I wouldn't really do anything on your own without making sure they're okay with it. Does that make sense? You definitely need to run it by them. But there are some good results that people get with that combination, especially when people are on medication, blood pressure medications, and there's been some research behind that, more on the natural side of things. So I would look, if you're wanting to have an option of something to look into, you might want to get in touch with somebody there and ask him about that. It's L-arginine, L-citrulline, combined with some green tea extracts. There's certain formulas that actually put that together and can be very helpful with ED, okay? Keep me posted, and you can always send me an email at Get Well Radio, all right? 888-283-7272. Let's go to Eldra. Eldra, welcome.
Hello.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
I hope so. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, I'm calling my mother. She's in Maryland, and I actually had her online, but I've lost her. She's been suffering with gout.
Okay.
She's been going through all the different medicines, Colchicine, they took that off the market, Colchris, Indocin. She's having more and more flare-ups, Apurinol, and then they just recently told her that they want her tested for her kidney. Because I think it's a kidney, something came back in her blood work. And it just, nothing seems to be working for her. And her hands are swelling, feet swelling. You know, she's just really miserable. She's not the same mom anymore.
Yeah,
you know, with this disease that she's been going through.
Is her lifestyle choices, are they very healthy? Does she eat well? Does she exercise?
Well, up until she had she had back surgery about 12 years ago, and she was fine after that. But since she's been diagnosed with this gout, it really has made her more debilitated than when she had the back surgery.
Okay. Well, here's a couple things. Just rule of thumb with gout, okay, that definitely you might want to look into for her. That can be beneficial. Beets are really good. Eating a whole red beet every single day can be very helpful. There's in the juice or the red juice of the beets, there is betaine or high amounts of what's called betaine hydrochloride. And the betaine hydrochloride is really, really good for helping to break down excess proteins. Gout is where you get excess uric acid built up in the body and purines. And so she's not breaking down her proteins very well. That's kind of the bottom line. And that happens as we get stressed out and we get older. So hydrochloric acid, they make in a supplement form, or she can start looking at apple cider vinegar, which has tremendous results with gout. And, of course, cherry juice, organic and more the dark variety. It's very tart, but, you know, drinking the cherry juice is very good for helping get out some of those uric acid crystals out of the joint space. But cutting down on the inflammatory foods, foods that cause a lot of inflammation and really food allergies, such as wheat, so all the flour-based foods, and also cow's milk, dairy, the casein protein that's in cow's milk can be really, really tough on gout and can trigger. Red wine, red meat, we've always heard that. It's not really so much the red meat. It's actually the fact that the body can't break the proteins down. So if she can start breaking her proteins down, that can be helpful. There's another type of enzyme called proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes are found a lot of times in, like, pineapple, but they need to be taken about an hour away from food, and they help break down the excess proteins that were not getting digested properly, and that can cut down these uric acid crystals that form, causing her so much pain when you're dealing with gout. So keep me posted on how that goes. I'm telling you that apple cider vinegar is like an old school grandma cure, as they call it, or it's just an old remedy, but it works very, very well. You might want to talk to your health food store folks about that. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.